The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show,
because
folks.
You can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women,
boys, yeah, they are trying to starve us out, and it ain't working. And we ain't going to run. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Sunday, March 29th. 2020. This is our two-hour Sunday Spectacular, which gives you more of a chance to express your thoughts. Call in at 800-313-9443 and expound more profusely on your observations. Well, let's see, what else can I do in the way of introduction? No, I think that's about it. Well, my name, how about that? James Kelso. There you go. Now you got all you need to know. And we're ready to launch off into today's show. Where to begin? Well, it's been 2 days since we met up. We last met up on Friday. So there's 2 days of the Chinese Wuhan virus to update ourselves on. I'm here in North Dakota, so just to give you the context here, I'm in North Dakota, where the Wuhan Chinese virus is not a big presence. All kinds of things are closed. The schools are closed. The governor closed all the schools. The universities closed for business. So that's pretty noticeable. But, well, yeah, that's pretty noticeable. But some of you are in the metropolitan centers, and so you're in a whole different situation there. And so I'm gonna do a little bit of reflection today on my observations. Do you realize how rapidly this whole thing has happened? How long ago do you think it was since the first American died from, we are told, from Wuhan virus? 1 month ago, exactly 1 month ago. Can you believe that? 1 month. And it seems like a lot longer than that, doesn't it? But that's an important fact, because with a virus, and again, this is, you know, Kelso, the amateur epidemiologist, virologist, and immunologist. just an intelligent observer. And I think it's an intelligent observer who's lived through many flus. The flu comes, and then the flu goes. And you never read, you never hear about, but none of us have ever experienced a flu that lasted for 5 years, or even 2 years, or 3 years, or 10 years. And that's why we have this terminology, the flu season. And it's flu season. Every year we've all heard that. Okay, it's flu season's coming up. Or We're in the middle of flu season. And nobody ever thought too much about it. There have been a couple in my 71 years on planet Earth. There have been a couple of flus that were more alarming than others. And the generally, there's a flu season every year. And as Donald Trump tweeted on March 9th, at that time, there were 22 Americans that died, we are told. His medical staff advisors relayed to him the fact that on average, in a flu season, 27,000 to 70,000 Americans die. And that got his attention. He said, wow, I didn't know that. And of course, the media doesn't point this out. In fact, it's not real. Go online and do a search term like average number of deaths from the flu or flu statistics. It's hard to find anything that's in a chart that you can use or read. It almost looks as if somebody doesn't want that information to be easily accessed. I'm not sure exactly why, but I mean, it's the sort of thing you would think there'd be like a strong chart, like 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002. What was the flu? How many people died? How many people got sick? How many people got hospitalized? You would think for all the billions that we spend on National Health Service and Centers for Disease Control, National Institute of Health, et cetera, a whole alphabet soup of agencies expending billions of dollars and employing hundreds of thousands of people, that would be something you'd want to tabulate. But go look for it. Good luck. That's why the president was surprised when his staff told him 27 to 70,000 average deaths a year. And at that point, 22 Americans, well, I don't have the tweet right in front of me, but I think at that point, 22 Americans had died. So I still have the, my initial reaction remains. Now let's go, it's not 22 now, let's go to the update here. How many people have died? Let us go there. The U.S. death total, we are told, is 2,409. And we're well into this epidemic. So is that a terrible, frightening number, 2,409? Well, correct me if I'm wrong. If the average number of flu deaths in a flu season is 27 to 70,000, and we're well into this flu epidemic and probably just about ready to turn the corner and get out of it, 2,409 seems like, wow, you did pretty well that year. Now, an asterisk here to this. The general usual yearly flu is also running right now, getting no headlines, no notice, no attention from the press. And I believe, somebody help me with this. We must have an astute statistician out there in the audience somewhere. I don't have the number in front of me, but it was something like they expected a number like 37,000 to die from the regular flu this flu season. That we're well into. 37,000 from that annual, ever-changing, slightly different flu every year. But nobody's made any brouhaha over that at all. So how are those people dying? Supposedly we're in Armageddon. The apocalypse is upon us. In emergency rooms, 2,409 people in intensive care units, 2,409 people have expired, which means that was 2,409 ventilators in all likelihood, that they were on. And that has crushed the American medical system? What's wrong with this picture? I don't get it. Now, I will give you more. Now, by the way, on this subject, rather than just be me, little old Kelso by himself here, untrained in the field, speculating about immunology, virology, and epidemiology, I hope if anybody out there in our audience knows of anybody who is a highly trained scientist in these subjects, who is speculating in any way about the things I'm talking about, please let me know. Call in the show or call in, give a name to the engineers, give a reference, you know, that I can search, because I'd like to know if there's anybody out there thinking about this. I'll give you one person that I would like to hear from on this is Michael Savage. I haven't listened to Michael Savage's shows during the last month of this virus in the U.S., and I think he would be worth listening to. I'm sure he's trained in microbiology, but not his specialty looking at it here. He's written books on the subject, and so I want to listen to somebody who's got that training. He's not exactly trained in this area. His degrees are in... he was born in the Bronx in New York, so he can really relate to what's going on in New York right now, even though he's in the San Francisco Bay Area now. But his training was biology in 1963, bachelor's degree at Queens College, New York. And which is in Queens. And what did he study after that? He studied a Master of Science in Botany at the University of Hawaii. So he got a PhD in 78 from the University of California, Berkeley, in nutritional ethnomedicine. So there's some medical training there, including a PhD. So I'd like to know what Michael Savage's take is, and I'll tell you how I'm going to do it after today's show. I'm going to go listen to a recent Savage show and see what his take is on this. Because what I'm doing, I'm asking myself, what's wrong with this picture? Now I'll give you some more what's wrong with this picture things. Because we know, why do such a thing? Well, we all know that we're constantly at the receiving end of BS from the deep state, which controls almost entirely the media. And I would include in that the medical establishment is controlled by politically correct people. So you have to think for yourself. And you have to look for that dissenting voice out there that is thinking for him or herself. All right. Dots that don't connect. What's wrong with this picture? All right. You tell me, ladies and gentlemen. We are to believe, the deep state is telling us, that we are in the absolutely unusual, unprecedented, never been seen before, not in our lifetimes anyway. I just heard Dr. Fauci say that. This is a situation we've never been in before, not even close. He said maybe they had something similar 100 years ago. He was referring to the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, which at the high estimate killed 100 million people. And that was at a time when the Earth's population was one-fifth of what it is today, about 1.5 billion instead of 7.5 billion, a fifth. So at the high estimate of 100 million fatalities due to the Spanish flu, multiply that times five, that's 500 million dead people. Well, the current estimate, this is so we can compare apples to apples. I don't want to compare a 1918 absolute number with a 2020 absolute number, because that's not a good comparison, is it? All right, the current total number of deaths worldwide is 33,000. We are told. With all these things, you know, I'm going to say that over and over again. You have to put that in there. Because you got to, we are lied to so much. You have to put in the caveat, we are told. So, but I'll go with their number, because they're trying to scare, they are trying to scare us and terrify us. They want the number to be as high as possible. I sense, don't you feel that bias in what they're doing? They're trying to scare the hell out of you. So I don't think the number is any lower than 33,000. Well, excuse me. I don't think the number is any higher than 33,000. So I think the number might be inflated. But let's go with their number, 33,000. Now, the 1918 comparison would be 500 million. What is the ratio, ladies and gentlemen? Well, let's knock the 1918 number down to almost half of the high estimate. And let's just, to make these things easy to calculate, let's go from 500 million to 330 million dead people, knocking it down by about 50%. Well, what's the ratio between 330 million dead people in 1918 terms and 33,000 today? What is that ratio? What is the ratio of 1 million to 1,000? It's 1,000. So we're talking about an epidemic in 1918 whose mortality was 1,000 times greater than today's. 1,000 times greater. What's wrong with that picture? This is the Armageddon now? Okay, now let's look at some more gaps that don't make sense to me. The again, going with their numbers, I'm at the Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard, which everybody's come to know now. It's all over the news. Everybody's using it. That's what I'm looking at right now. That's that dark, is it black or dark blue chart with the red, the blood red circles all over it, splashed around like spattered blood. It's a scary looking chart. just the graphics are sort of, it looks like a blood spatter. Okay. All right, off of that chart, let's take a big nation. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, explain this to me. Okay, India. India, 1.4 billion people. That's a lot of people. That's five times our nation. Four and a half times our nation. Population. We are told there are 25 dead people in India due to the wicked Wuhan virus. 25. Okay, now, does that get your attention? Is there something wrong with that? 1.4 billion people, that's a lot of people. Remember, a billion is 1,000 times bigger than a million. That's a lot of people. 25 dead people and a total of 987 cases. I'm not that concerned about the cases number, because let me get this out of the way right now. The cases, all the cases number tells me, correct me if I'm wrong, is it people who have some, one way or another, tested positive for exposure to the coronavirus. Keep that thought. We'll come right back to it after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. We are back. And looking forward to your calls at 800-313-9443. Let me, again, this is a question, a quiz here. I'm picking your brains. What's wrong with this picture? And I don't entirely know. But I want to know. 1.4 billion people in India and 25 are dead from the wicked coronavirus. All right, let me find some more of these. Mexico, I've forgotten how many people are in Mexico, and I don't think the Mexican government knows how many people in Mexico, because half the Mexican population is probably north of the Rio Grande. But let me look it up. Let's see here. Mexico. 150 million to 200 million, I'm guessing, somewhere in there. Okay, let's take a look. It's important since we're their next door neighbor, and they're rushing us. 127 million of them. All right, so 127 million Mexicans, we are told. 16 dead. This is according to the Johns Hopkins website. 16 dead. Now, Mexican drug cartels will kill more than 16 people in a much more horrible death. And these will be young people. They don't kill old people. They'll kill young people, including babies. In the next hour, they'll kill more than 16 people. But the entire epidemic is so far, we are told, killed 16 people in Mexico. Let's pick another one. Let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum, a civilized nation, in contrast to Mexico. Japan, with 120 million people. That's actually the same size as Mexico, isn't it? 120 million people. Total death from the Wuhan virus, 52 people. Now, the point I'm making here, I'm not just throwing numbers at you. These are big, big nations, a lot of people, but somehow there aren't a lot of dead people from the horrible Chinese virus. And I'm asking, why? Why? What's going on here? All right. Let's pick another pretty big nation. Taiwan, 24 million people. How many people died so far in Taiwan? You ready for this? Two. Okay. Vietnam. Oh, but that's nothing. I mean, they've got it bad in Taiwan. 24 million people and two of them died. Whoo, that's a dangerous spot right there. Because let me tell you where you really want to be. Vietnam. 96 million people. Do you know Vietnam was that big? 96 million people. And guess how many people, according to the Johns Hopkins website, and this is the medical establishment. You can't get more establishment than Johns Hopkins. No alternative medicine going on there. And there's a laser beam. The Johns Hopkins knows that the entire world's attention is on their dashboard website. Everybody's using it. It's on the news all the time. Whoever's the executive management at Johns Hopkins, I can tell you they've detailed a number of people to keep that website up to date, make sure, double check, fact check. Don't screw up, boys and girls. So on that website. So this is not an obscure website. Vietnam, 96 million people. Now, I told you, it's pretty dangerous to be in Taiwan because out of the 24 million of you, two of you are going to get Wuhan virus. That's about what the same odds as winning the Publisher's Clearinghouse thing, $7,000 a week for the rest of your life, whatever it is. Well, in Vietnam, 96 million people, guess how many have died? Zero. What's wrong with that picture? Vietnam abuts China. Vietnam shares a long border with southern China. It shares a coastline with China. Chinese trade and traffic flows through its ports, rail centers, and airports. Chinese are all over the place in Vietnam. Remember the Vietnam War? We older guys do. Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City to you, was full of Chinese. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbin' and kickin' cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name was Willie Woodrow.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, speaking of Willie Woodrow, Wilson, that is. That's actually my dad's middle name is Woodrow. And, he's passed away. Think about it. I'm 71. But 1913, Federal Reserve Act of 1913, President Woodrow Wilson and Alex Jones, somebody just alerted me to this fact. I missed it. But Alex Jones is speculating that Donald Trump is doing something very revolutionary with the what is the term that's being used here? This recovery bill to provide some funds for the U.S. economy, for workers, companies, small businesses. And Jones is right. I just listened to a few seconds of what he's saying, and he's right about this. I just pulled up the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the original law, and the original law subordinates the Federal Reserve Board to the Treasury Department. It is appointed by and answerable to, the original appointment anyway, answerable to the Treasury Department. Now, the Federal Reserve has arrogated to itself complete independence. So some of you may remember people like Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. And in fact, I got to, well, I got to shout in Ben Bernanke's face with a bullhorn standing next to Alex Jones, actually, at the Bilderberg meeting at the Marriott Chantilly. Boy, it's been a while to remember this. The Marriott Chantilly there just next to Dulles Airport. Ben Bernanke came in one of the limos. And so our bullhorns were only were not more than 6 feet away from his face through his the smoky glass of his limo. But you may remember folks like Bernanke saying when asked, who are you answerable to? I forget the exact question. It was Ron Paul that was asking the question in House, I believe the House Banking Committee. And in a parade, these Federal Reserve chairmen have said, we are answerable to no one. They actually have had the brass to say that, that they are answerable to, subordinate to no one. The Federal Reserve, they have presumed to be utterly independent of the executive branch, of the federal government. Now, this is not true. The original Federal Reserve Act does not create a fourth branch of government called the Federal Reserve. Anyway, Donald Trump, Jones is right. He's speculating, wait a minute, look what Trump is doing. He's having the Treasury Department and Mnuchin put out a whole lot of money and hand it out across the country. He's not waiting for the Federal Reserve to do this. He's doing it. Now, there's another man who did something similar to that. Remember John Kennedy, on his own executive authority as president, had a huge amount of silver certificates printed up. This is after the Federal Reserve had repudiated the U.S. currency, had revoked or canceled the convertibility of certificates into gold or silver. Again, for all you younger people here, you may think, Kelso, what is Kelso smoking? Well, I don't smoke anything. But when you used to take out even a simple dollar bill when I was a boy, let me take one out right now and look at it. It's been too long. So here's a $10 bill. That's all I got. I got a 5 and I got a 10. Wait, what else? There's something else in here. I got a 20. All right. Hey. Geez, okay, I didn't know I had a reserve. Okay. You take these puppies out now and you look at them, and, you know, it's impressive engraving. They're still engraved. They're still nicely printed. That's the only thing that's still good about them. It is excellent banknote work. It's not the cheap garbage that some foreign currencies descended into, but here's what it says. It says, what does it say? I haven't looked in a long time. What does it say? It says, in God we trust. Okay. It says, Federal Reserve note. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Okay. Yeah, it's on the 10. The 20 says the same thing. Yes, they trust in God on the back of that one, too. Yep, okay, we got all those in there. And then the 5 says the same thing. Okay, what did it used to say? I mean, what is this note is legal tender. What is that? It's like, well, with that and $1.50, you could buy a cup of coffee at a roadside diner. That doesn't mean anything. That means nothing. That's not what money used to say. Money used to say, redeemable in silver, you know, and I've forgotten now the exact words, but redeemable in silver or gold. There were gold certificates and silver certificates. And what that meant was that this, the piece of paper was basically a promise. It was a contract that you could take that piece of paper and take it to any bank and say, this paper says you'll give me gold or silver for this. and it specified an amount, silver dollar for a $1 bill, and the bank would do that. Nobody had a problem with that. We all remember that. We all used to do that. We didn't do it very often because nobody thought it was necessary. It was seemed, of course, money was gold and silver. But anyway, John Kennedy printed up a bunch of silver certificates after they had taken that off of these things. And John Kennedy was assassinated shortly after doing that. Was there any connection? I don't know. But it was a very interesting, but we do know something here, which is that John Kennedy used his executive authority, and I'm making the analogy here to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is using his executive authority, and boy, does he understand power, and does he understand leadership, and does he understand how he has to be very creative in fighting the deep state. So he has taken his executive authority and power to send a lot of money to American people and to print a lot of money with his Treasury Department. Yes, I know it's not his personally, but he has substantial control of it. And this is, so Jones is speculating Donald Trump is doing a workaround. He's doing an end around on the Federal Reserve. And remember, he's been very harsh on the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell, the chairman, he's been very disappointed. He's excoriated Jerome Powell. He said these people are incompetent. They're clowns. They're wrecking the Trump boom. Not wrecking it, but they're dragging it down. It would be much bigger if these people weren't mishandling the Federal Reserve. So anyway, that's a very interesting thing. We know that Donald Trump understands the Federal Reserve is rotten, that they are violating the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. The point I'm trying to make there, folks, is that the original Federal Reserve Act did not give the Federal Reserve Board carte blanche, green light, to do anything they wanted with our currency. It didn't. It was subordinated to the Treasury Department. It was only later that the Federal Reserve, as I use the verb, arrogated to itself the near limitless power that Bernanke and Greenspan and these others displayed. All right. I'm looking at the original text here. There are some key sentences in the original law that it's been too many years since I read it, and I don't remember where it is, but it's a very interesting read, the original law, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that Donald Trump has read the original, and he's the kind of guy that reads contracts, and he goes, ooh, interesting, interesting. All right, so let's go back to the Chinese virus. I hope you find these things interesting. New Zealand's not a huge nation, and I've forgotten how many people it has. I'm going to guess 5 million. You might call in and correct me if I'm off on some of my guesses and memory of populations. We've got Kevin in West Virginia hanging on the line. Hang in there, Kevin. I'll be with you in a minute. But New Zealand, I'll just guess it's 5 million people. Guess how many coronavirus dudes died in New Zealand? One. How about we ended with Vietnam. We left before the break. 96 million people and zero deaths. Explain that to me. Okay, let's come a little closer to home. Canada. This is shameful. I'm only less than 100 miles away from Canada here in North Dakota. Winnipeg's just north of me. But what is Canada? About 25 million people? 61 deaths. What? 61? Here's a wild one. South Africa. I know it's more than 40 million there in South Africa. South Africa's been overrun. Ah, what the heck happened to that country? But I think it might be as high as 60 million people in South Africa now. How many corona deaths? One. How about Australia? It's about, 20 million people in Australia? 16 corona deaths. Now, did you see the pattern here, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on? Some of these places are directly adjacent to touching China, full of Chinese people. I've mentioned that Saigon, now called Ho Chi Minh City, had a whole Chinese colony. Banking, for instance, in Vietnam was controlled by the Chinese, just as the Chinese control banking in Manila, the Philippines, and in Bangkok, they control banking. They have huge colonies there. The Chinese have colonized all over Asia. So why no deaths in these places? Taiwan is actually all Chinese people. Two deaths. And in earlier shows, I used the examples of Singapore, Hong Kong, and Macau to make a similar point. Practically no deaths in those places. And they're not tiny places. Singapore has got a pretty substantial population. Macau has zero deaths, the former Portuguese colony there across the water from Hong Kong. Hong Kong, I think, is currently up to four deaths. Is actually Hong Kong, if you look at the Chinese map, it's basically entirely included in the surrounding giant Chinese city. I mean, it's just like joined at the hip with China. So why no deaths in Hong Kong? And then, but now we're supposed to be having the super freak out of all time. And the current number that we're given is that we have 2,201 deaths. A whole lot more than these other places. But then it gets even more weird when you go to Italy and Spain. Italy has 10,800 deaths out of about 60 million people. And Spain has 6,600 deaths out of about 50 million people in Spain? So what's going on? Why these countries like Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Vietnam, South Africa, Japan, Mexico, India, 1.4 billion people and 25 dead? Something's wrong here. Something, you know, and that's how you detect, you know, that's what Sherlock Holmes looked for in a crime scene, to figure out who's lying here. The dog that didn't bark, you know, what doesn't fit? That dog should have barked. If there was an intruder, the dog would have barked. The dog didn't bark, meaning the person who broke in was known to the dog. In other words, Sherlock Holmes would notice what's wrong with this picture. So that's what I'm asking you. What's wrong with this picture? And now we've got this, you know, it gets weirder and weirder. Now New York, what the hell happened to New York City? Sinking into the toilet. What happened to New York City? And you say, well, oh, they're having all this Chinese virus because it's densely packed. Okay. Well, Hong Kong's even more densely packed. Macau is even more densely packed. They don't have anybody dying. So trying to figure it out. Let's go to Kevin in a very not densely packed place. It doesn't have people dying in the streets. West Virginia. Hi, Kevin. Let's see if I can get Kevin's attention here. Hello, Kevin.
They have. Oh, there we go. Now it clicked over. Can you hear me, sir?
I hear you now.
Okay, you mentioned something a little bit ago that I kind of had a question about, and I wanted to ask, and it deals with the Federal Reserve. You had said you think Trump may be doing, and Alex too, may be doing an end-around with the Federal Reserve. My
yes.
question is it possible that he could be breaking the back of the Federal Reserve?
Yes, same thing. The end-around and breaking okay. the back, same thing. He's
to get us out.
Yeah, in corporate terms, like, you know, and there's, if you've got a department head in your corporation who is screwing up the corporation and is utterly incompetent, if you're not able to fire the guy, you can bypass him.
Okay.
You know, take the responsibility out of that guy's hands. Do it yourself. Put the guy over somewhere, you know, put him off to the side like a potted plant. I think that's what's happening.
And I wanted to get back to this virus thing as well. One of the things, the major thing that's on my head, and this is the question that I keep asking, you're asking, you know, what's wrong with the picture? And I think it's kind of the same thing that I'm asking, and is what agendas does this quote-unquote virus fulfill, good or bad?
Okay, now, remember, now pause there, Kevin. You asked a beautiful question. I want to hear how you fill that in, but let me. It's beautiful. Thank you, because you're moving the conversation along. I get stuck. I keep going on and digging and drilling deeper, and I need to move on to the next thing. Okay, you've done it for me. The next thing, what's the motive? What's going on here? Well, I think there's some good news there. If you remember in the early days of this, Kelso, on this show, I was really concerned that the motive for the left, for the pukes of the fake news, I know, we all know their motive all the time, everywhere. It's to get rid of Trump. That's their motive. That's all they think about. So that's their motive. Use the China virus to get rid of Trump by creating hysteria, national hysteria, tank the economy, create chaos, create dissension, break America up into warring factions, and then defeat Trump thereby on November 3rd. Okay, that's their motive.
So I agree with that.
Let me get you the good news. I just raised everybody's blood pressure. So let me lower the blood pressure. Here's the good news, folks, where Kelso was wrong and where Trump is just I underestimated our man. Donald Trump is such a giant of a genius, of a world historical figure. He has taken this move by the left to destroy his presidency, and he's actually made himself more popular. He's actually become, in the eyes of the American people, which is what counts, because that's what being elected is all about, in the eyes of the American people, Donald Trump has risen in stature. He is more respected by the bulk of America, middle America, the real Americans. And so this has boomeranged. It's backfired on the left. So I think Donald Trump is now more electable on November 3rd because of the virus than he was before the virus. And he's done this. Now, let me just fill it in a little more detail here. If Trump had listened to me when I was talking about this Wuhan virus, he would have been wiped out if he had listened to me or followed my advice. If he had spoken in such doubting terms as mine, like, well, what's wrong with this picture? Why is nobody dying over here? If this is so bad, why is nobody dying over here? Now he didn't do that. I can do that. I'm just a radio show. But what he did as president, he said, okay, all right, so we're going to have a freak out and hysteria over a flu. All right, give me that ball, I'll run with it. You know, and there's be careful what you wish for, left wing, because you just might get it. So what the president did is he is now pedal to the metal. You know, he shut down travel with China. He shut down travel with Europe. He shut down travel to Canada and Mexico. He just put through a thing that involves $6 trillion. All of us are going to be getting direct deposit into our checking accounts. We're all going to get thousands of dollars in our checking accounts here in a couple weeks. And the president isn't going to fuss with the fact, okay, you killed the stock market, you laid off a whole bunch of people, you took my lowest unemployment rate in American history, and now you've boomed it up to the level of the Great Depression, or you're headed in that direction. I can work with that, and I will win, and then we're going to make America great again. That's the goal. Not that we're going to make a whole lot of money. Not that we're going to that's not the goal. The goal is to restore our American control over our American civilization. So Donald Trump has done a brilliant thing. Now go ahead. I'm, straighten me out, Kevin.
Well, no, I think you're right, but I'm looking at things a little bit different at a little bit of viewpoint angle and things like that. Back in 1996, you had a Chinese general by the name of General Qi come out and give a speech, and you can find a video of this speech and you can also get the transcripts of this speech talking about how they want to quote unquote clean up America by using a biological weapon. Now, remember, not all weapons are designed to kill. They're designed, some weapons are, you know, to take people out, like using the .223 round or the .556 round, you know, it wounds people. And then it takes a couple people to get the wounded soldier off the battlefield. Same thing applies here. Just because it's made in a lab doesn't mean it's very lethal. You know, I think this whole thing is a simulant to track to see what's going on. So they, when they do release something big, they know what's going to be going on. Not only that, remember what was going on in Taiwan. Remember Hong Kong. Remember the greatest story ever to be released last year, Jeffrey Epstein. That's not being talked about now. None of this is being talked about. Remember
Beautiful.
The guy who
Kevin,
said... Don't-
Kevin, we got to get you a radio. Kevin, we got to get you on the radio. Wait a minute. You are on the radio right now. Folks, what you just heard Kevin say was brilliant. Brilliant. And let me agree with you, Kevin, on every word you spoke there. Yes. What is the... I talked about the motive of the left-wing pukes in America. What about the motive of the left-wing pukes in Beijing? Yes. Do they want to destroy America? You bet. Who, what man, you know, for all the happy talk and the photo opportunities and so on, which are mandatory, there's no way around that. Donald Trump can't give Xi Jinping the finger. He can't do that, okay? Doesn't work. But so the fact that he's shaking hands and saying, you know, President Xi is doing a great job, or chairman, whatever he calls himself, whatever it is, it's illegitimate, whatever he is, dictator of China. Who does Xi Jinping hate? Who does the entire Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party hate more than any man in the world? It's Donald Trump. And who do they want to destroy? Who's their problem? Who's the guy that's exposed their game? Trump. Who's the guy who's upset the apple cart for them? Trump. Who's the guy that's gotten in their way of achieving world hegemony? Trump. So will they do anything to get rid of Trump? Yes. Would they kill millions of people? Well, they have in the past. They're doing it now. As far as, we got a little bit of music here, and we'll come back. Stay with me, Kevin. You're brilliant. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can. handle the truth.